John, you've been in London a few hours now. Have you spotted many offenders yet on signs?
Many offenders. I would think every street there's been at least one example, and some cases multi-examples. And two, just outside Broadcasting House, of course, All Souls Church, no apostrophe. St George's Hotel, no apostrophe. Every road there is one, at least one mistake.
So, just to be clear about all this, what are the rules for the apostrophe? Students in Year 4 at Queensgate Primary School in Stockport, just 8 years old, seem to know already when it's needed.
When it's in possession, like someone's dog or someone's coat.
When you're shortening word like we have, it's like we've.
Use it to contract words.
Contractive apostrophes.
Possessive apostrophes, contractive apostrophes. Those two uses sound pretty straightforward. But as Professor David Dennison points out, there are cases where those two uses annoyingly compete.
So there's a conflict. Are you going to use the apostrophe to mark omission of a letter or to mark possession? And the utterly arbitrary rule, which seems to have come out of printers' conventions, is that in that case, the apostrophe should be kept for marking contraction of is or has, and not for possession. And so we have to write its without an apostrophe, and we have to write whose without an apostrophe, and then put an e on the end of it, just to make it even more confusing, because its with an apostrophe and whose with an apostrophe are supposed to stand for it is or it has and who is or who has. Now, how can you learn that without a great deal of effort? It's not simple.
But there is one simple rule of modern English usage, which is that you don't need an apostrophe before adding an S to indicate the plural, which is why it was a cruel act to take the chap from the Apostrophe Protection Society on a stroll down Berwick Street in London, home of a famous fruit and veg market, and therefore possibly the highest concentration of misplaced apostrophes, or greengrocer's apostrophes, in the land.
The greengrocer's apostrophe is almost always put in when it's not needed, like apples, papayas, oranges, navels. It's not needed, it's not possessive. Why do they waste their time putting it in?
I wonder about this, whether it's to do with banana. Just seems like it's an ending in itself, and there's some sort of embarrassment about adding an S on it. It'll make it look like bananas or something if they don't put some apostrophe in to show that it's a word in itself.
It may be, but what about melons then? Melons with an apostrophe, quite unneeded, waste of ink.
Yes, we have fresh lemons with an apostrophe in it. Perhaps I just like the feel of the flick or something as they're doing it.
Well, to some extent, I understand greengrocers doing it. Their job does not depend on their knowledge of language. But behind the stall here, I can see a painted sign, expensively produced sign, videos, video apostrophe S. Why?
A very good question. And one that inspired William Hartston, the man who nowadays writes the Beachcomber column in the Daily Express, to invent his exalted character, the Apostropher Royal, whose history actually accounts for the whole sorry business.
The post was created in the days of Queen Elizabeth, when on one occasion a greengrocer, early greengrocer who was delivering a sack of potatoes, spotted a grammatical error, a punctuation error in a royal proclamation. It was an omitted apostrophe. He pointed this out to the Queen, and the Queen was so grateful that she immediately ordered that apostrophes should be delivered to greengrocers on the second Thursday in every month for use as they wanted to place wherever they chose. And they've been doing it ever since, and the Apostropher Royal is the man who is in charge of this distribution.
What an excellent explanation. Meanwhile, it seems I was right, if not particularly articulate, when I suggested to John Richards that banana becomes bananas in some minds if you don't put in an apostrophe. According to David Crystal, editor of the Cambridge Encyclopedia of the English Language, in the past, apostrophes were inserted precisely to avoid this confusion of pronunciation.
When people started using the apostrophe, it was to express an uncertainty, an unhappiness. I mean, people these days write potatoes with an apostrophe S. What they don't realise is that 300 years ago, that was a perfectly normal way of writing potatoes. And the reason was that people felt that a word which ended in a vowel, O, followed by an S at the end to make the plural, ought to have a mark in it to show that it was